Now, talking today, we have a lady from Channel 4's Embarrassing Bodies, Dr. Dawn Harper. Hello.
Good evening.
We're talking today about psoriasis, and we'll start nice and simple. To start with, what is psoriasis and what's it caused by?
Okay, so psoriasis is a chronic skin condition. It can affect any part of the skin. We know that there is a genetic link, and it affects about 1.8 million people in the UK. It is very variable, but for some people it can be really quite devastating, particularly I think if it affects your face and your hands, because you can cover most of your body up, but actually if it's involving your face, that can be really quite distressing. We don't know exactly what causes it, which is why we don't as yet have a cure. Often in medicine, as soon as we find out exactly what causes something, we can find a cure. You know, that's the first step, if you like, but we can manage it.
What's the difference between psoriasis and eczema? Because I think sometimes, I know I sometimes muddle the two up.
Sure, and I think a lot of people do. So often you can tell the difference actually very quickly sometimes by just simply looking at the areas that are affected. So eczema tends to affect what we call the flexures, so the fronts of the elbows, the backs of the knees, whereas psoriasis would be more likely to be on the outside of the elbows or the front of the knees. But it also has a characteristic look about it. Both conditions can be very distressing for people. Eczema much more common in young children who often thankfully grow out of it, although I do see it in adults as well. Whereas psoriasis is often something that can be triggered at any point in life. And interestingly, with psoriasis, it's often triggered by a stress. So you may have a genetic predisposition, you might have a small area of psoriasis, but if your body goes through a stress, so that can be physical or emotional, a breakup, a redundancy, an operation, an accident, something like that, it can flare as a result of that.
You've done a survey conducted by Novartis, and it's affecting people quite badly, you know, in their confidence and their ability to show their body. And actually, they're getting a bit of discrimination about it. Tell us what the research has shown with this.
Absolutely, Beth. And it's a story, sadly, that I hear in my consulting room as well. So it's a massive survey, which was funded by Novartis. And the information has been used by patients with psoriasis to create a tool to help patients with psoriasis. But sadly, we found some quite distressing figures. 78% of people with psoriasis have said that they have felt humiliated by other people. 41% said that people treat them as though they're contagious. And that's certainly something that I hear in my consulting room. Also some horrible figures about people who avoid intimate contact with people, and they've noticed that their relationships have suffered as a result. And some people who will avoid any sexual contact whatsoever because of their skin condition.
I also read as well that careers, people are facing a bit of discrimination in the workplace, which seems shocking, doesn't it, that can affect your job?
Yeah, and I think 14% of people said that they'd actually been refused services by hairdressers, beauticians, even shop assistants, because I think there is this feeling that this might be contagious. And I'd like to just put the record straight, it's absolutely not. But of course, you know, if people are losing their jobs, if the relationships are falling apart, then this is a condition we need to take really seriously. And I think with my GP hat on, what I really want to do with this whole campaign is to say to anyone out there suffering with psoriasis is to expect more. You know, we can't yet cure your condition, but we can manage it. Particularly in the NHS, I know that we all know that appointments are under pressure, and it's not always easy to make an appointment. But if I see anyone with any condition, actually, if they don't come back and tell me how they're getting on, if they're not satisfied, they don't come back and tell me, I will assume that they're better and things are under control and they're happy with what's going on. And I think if you're not, I would say, please, you know, the first step is to have that conversation with your GP, because there are lots of different management strategies that we can use.
If there's somebody who is listening out there, this is affecting them or affecting a friend or family member of theirs, have you got any tips? Is there anything that people can be doing just on a day-to-day basis, obviously on top of visiting their GP?
Absolutely there is. So the whole, the backing of this survey, that all that information has been used and working with patients with psoriasis to create a tool for other patients with psoriasis. So people who really understand this condition and the impact it can have. And we've created a website, which is wedidyoucan.co.uk, and that's full of really quite inspiring real true stories of people who have the condition, some top tips on how to manage it and how to move forward and to expect more.
Can you give us one of those? Are we allowed to hear one?
I think the first thing to say is my top tip actually would be to say, please go and have the conversation with your GP. And when you do that, make sure that when you leave that consultation, you are really clear about how that treatment is supposed to be used, what sort of time frame you can expect, what kind of improvement, and when you should be coming back. It's really important that patients know when they should be coming back, because otherwise I think sometimes people, and this is across the board actually with all sorts of conditions, is that people will perhaps take a tube of cream or a course of tablets and then expect that that should be it and they don't need any more. And of course, if I might know absolutely that you need to be on this for several months or you need to be taking it for a lot longer, it's really important that that is communicated between doctor and patient.
So you need to go away with some kind of a plan.
Absolutely.
Well, brilliant. Thank you so much for talking to us. For anybody out there who is suffering with psoriasis or knows somebody, just give us that web address one more time.
youcanwedid.co.uk.
Okay, Dr. Dawn Harper, thank you very much for talking to us.